great.
That'd be funny, right?
And then you have this is kind of neat too, because these songs, the next two songs, are sort of they add a different dimension. This is a very colorful and, you know, and hopeful.
Right, and then it goes to
piece of work, and then it shines. This is lovely too. Very philosophical, and same with Stand.
Mm-hmm.
Stand
is an old tune. Actually, it's probably 10 years old, and
okay.
My brother was like, "You should bring that back to life." And that was when I was ready to sort of sell my soul to the devil to be a superstar. And
yeah.
So I flipped it all now, because as I grow older, I'm like, I'm not willing to do that. And then it sort of has more power,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you're not going to fall over backwards and do whatever it takes to get ahead. So, and It Shines was just, my son came up with the line, "It's dark blue out there," and I loved it. And
yeah.
So he was like four. He has all these cool lines, like "darker marker" and "fire trucks in bed" and things like that. And so I started writing, but I couldn't find the next part to the song until we had a tour in France, and the day before it fell through. And I had all, like, people from all over the country living at our house rehearsing, and my manager at the time just called me and said, "It's off."
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God. Like, we'd bought our babysitter's airfare, our children's plane tickets, everything, and it was just such a huge letdown.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like everything is beyond my reach, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't quite get it. I can't quite make it happen.
There's a definite sense of loss. It's a comforting song, though, too.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I mean, it just flowed out, and it did comfort me at the time, and other people seemed to respond to it.
Yeah, it's lovely, and it does. It adds another dimension to this piece of work. And I'm also a Pink Floyd fan.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So, you know, and this is metal. This is from Metal, which is a great...
Do you remember that song?
I do.
Yeah.
I love it. The first time I heard your CD, I went, wait a minute, I know that
right
song.
Yeah, cool. Right, and you're from England, too. So.
My parents are English. And okay. But you have this lovely sort of Burt Bacharach arrangement going on. Can you tell me, and I know there's an all-star cast on this album,
yeah.
Can you tell me about some of the musicians that you are working with?
Sure. Well, Todor Kobakov, who did the strings on Stand, he was actually my housemate for a while, and he's a crazy Bulgarian, pianist, but very, very dark, and I remember just lying in my bed, and he would be playing all day long, and he'd only break to smoke and shake his hands out, and then he'd get back on the piano. He kind of rose over the past 8 years from just being kind of obscure to working with, I don't know, Broken Social Scene and Metric
yeah.
and all those people.
Yeah.
Ryan and John are the guys who found Bryden Baird,
mm-hmm.
who worked with Feist, and he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's incredible. Like, he... Just 1 sec.
Can you give it to her just for now?
Like, he had worked everything out perfectly, and he just did all his parts in one take,
mm-hmm.
which I've never seen in my life before. It was mind-blowing. Who else? Drew Jurecka did some strings as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he's worked with Jill Barber, and again, I didn't even meet him. The funny thing is with Bryden Baird, I had turned 40 and I heard him at the Reservoir Lounge with this amazing band, and I was the sort of like drunk woman tapping him on the shoulder going,
"It's
my birthday! I'm 40 today!" And then a week later, he's in my session. I'm like, "You look really familiar." And he's like, "I don't know." And I said, "Oh, you were that guy."
Hey, I'm on the phone. Okay, go. I'll get her some in a bit.
Is that Sorry. Misha? Is that your
yeah,
son?
That's Misha.
Misha's a great name too. That's
oh,
awesome.
Thanks.
What's the most important lesson that you want Paloma and maybe Misha to learn?
Well,
from this
CD?
My
parents always used to tell me, "Just be yourself," which
mm-hmm.
I always found really hard to do. So, because I didn't know myself, so I think what's most important is to listen to your inner voice and know who you are, mm-hmm. and let it resonate in your body. Like, I'm a yogi, so I've become, like, very connected to the sort of physiological connection to the emotional and
spiritual
and mental and all of it and how it interrelates. And I feel like for years I lived knowing that I should go left, say even dumb stuff like at the supermarket. Like, I know peaches are over there, but I'm going to go right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to waste my time for a while knowing that I should go left, but I'm going to go right.
Well, you might discover something on the way over to the peaches that you didn't know was there.
But I was always off my path. Right?
Yeah.
So finally, like, I'm not always on it, but I definitely feel more aligned with my super conscious, and subconscious. Like, it's all coming.
It's all balancing?
Together. Like, yeah. It's all kind of, aligning. It's like my subconscious says, don't do that, so I don't. And why? Because I've gone down the path where I did do it anyway, and I know where it's led me. Like, I've had a lot of bad experiences that everything from relationships to work to even doing music, but the wrong kind of music, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I think this is very cool, and it's such a bright and colorful. You know what? To me, it's like one song. I put it on. I listen to it. It's on and on and on. And when I'm doing my work around the office, it's on. You know, and I'm like,
cool.
Makes me feel happy. Aww. You're heading down to. This is funny because I just came from here.
Uh-huh.
Zerzaman.
Yeah.
In Greenwich Village. Have you been there before?
No.
Oh.
Have you?
I was just around that area, LaGuardia and Bleecker, around the bitter end.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Okay, great.
So I think the place you're going to is perfect. I just wondered.
Oh, cool.
Greenwich Village rocks. Have you been? You've probably been.
I have a few times. I actually was playing the living room, but they closed their doors.
Yeah.
So Gary got me this gig through Lorraine Leckie, I think is.
Yeah.
So I can't wait. And we're hoping to go back every month.
Oh, great.
And the record will be coming out in the springtime down there.
Uh-huh.
So just want to kind of build a little groundswell if possible.
I might be down there. I might be going back down in June. I'll watch for you. That'd be
cool.
Awesome. I'd love to see you down there.
That'd be great.
And then you're going to Quebec as well. Because you have another audience. Like, you have a French audience as well. So
a little bit scattered all over, but we do have a French CD that came out with the main CD.
Yeah.
So that one is doing quite well in Quebec. And over the years, I mean, I used to live in Montreal for university, and I really, really love French culture. I love France, and I love Quebec, and I love Montreal, and I think there's a joie de vivre that's really lacking in most, you know, Anglophones. Like, this, it's all about work and money and getting ahead, and
it's very structured. And over there, it's not.
And time based. And over there, it's more, definitely more open and artsy, and an appreciation for beauty and respect for artists. And so, and I love the language. Like, I did take French immersion, then I did a French exchange. So it's a good. I love using that, you know, language, and and I love like French music, like Serge Gainsbourg and François Hardy.
Do you know Michelle Marie Mathieu?
No.
Okay, my dad used to listen to her. Like, we listened to Edith Piaf.
Yeah.
But there's a singer named Marie Mathieu. Ask Gary.
Oh, I think I know. Oh, did you say Mirena?
Marie Mathieu? I'm pretty sure.
Like Mathieu, Mathieu.
Yeah,
that does ring a bell.
She's actually very dramatic. Did she sing with Charles Aznavour? She might have at one point. Again, I used to watch her as a kid.
Okay, I'll check her out again. I think actually that does ring a bell.
Very dramatic. I just remember her being very dramatic, almost like one step beyond Edith Piaf.
Amazing.
And at that time, I didn't know who Edith Piaf was. I only knew Marie Mathieu. Then you discover, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and do the songs change for you when you interpret them in different languages?
A little bit, I think. There's something about French language that's more sensual.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the Have you heard the French CD?
I've heard some of it.
Okay, because it's compiled from, you know, as far back as 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's from different bands that I've played with. And so, you know, I was in a different headspace and that kind of thing. Like, there was a point where some people were saying, you should really don't put too much into it. Just kind of sing breathy and, like, coaching me this way. Cause I used to just belt it out all the time. So.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there is something to that kind of laid-back, cool approach that can take people somewhere, because you're just kind of melting into the music as opposed to trying to be some sort of forefront.
You're like another instrument, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's more like a whisper in the ear than
verbal assault.
Celine Dion approach.
No, she's not. No, I don't know. She's like, what is she? Muzak.
She's got those pipes.
Muzak. There's one more thing I want to ask you about. That's Enchantment. Being a Shakespeare fanatic, that was an awesome video.
Looked like
you were a young Tatiana and with Bottom, and then almost like out of Alice in Wonderland. Was that fun to do that?
It was. Yeah, really fun. It was a long, long shoot. And Yael Stav was the director, and it was amazing what she did with this forest at night, with the swings and the trees and creating, like, the tea party.
It was gorgeous.
In the dark. And, yeah, it was more 1800s than I had intended.
Uh-huh.
My original idea was more, what's that? Children's fairy tale with Max, where the wild things are.
Oh, right.
I kind of had envisioned a room, and then the walls fall away, and it becomes this forest setting. So it didn't quite happen that way, but that was her interpretation. Like, there was the bed in the woods, and yeah, it was a hard. Like, we got very. We went until the sun rose from like 5 the night before. So I don't know. It's funny. My friend Lindsay was in it as well. Okay. My mom was looking at the video. She's like, you know, looking at these pictures of my face. And then all of a sudden Lindsay's face comes up and she goes, oh, you look really good there.
Oh, great.
Not me.
No, it was awesome. I noticed that. And I know that song's been used a lot in Grey's Anatomy, and you know, that's kind of neat. And then the only reason I started watching Being Erica, because I was a fan of Michael Riley's, because I interviewed him when he was on This Is Wonderland.
Oh yeah.
So I saw the very first episode, and your song is like a character.
Oh yeah, they use it all the time. Hey.
God. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I rented it when I was nursing. You know, because you're kind of stuck in bed. And I watched the entire series, and I got kind of addicted.
Oh, yeah.
And I noticed it's like, ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Yeah, like, I know. It's so cool. And I thought, yeah, and now it's on CBC at night again on Monday nights.
Oh, is it?
So I'm watching it again.
Oh, hilarious. I'm pretty into Mad Men.
You are, because let me think here. Don Draper's, okay, you know what? Don Draper's wife.
Yeah, Betty.
No, not Betty.
Oh, the new one.
Yes.
What's her name again? Monique or something? Yeah,
I can't remember. Well, she's like you. That's very you, 1960s. Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah, me too, because of the detail.
Oh, yeah.
The attention to detail.
Fashion. Yeah.
My mom said, you know, I used to wear dresses like that. And
exactly.
That's our life. That's the way we used to live in the 1960s. And the attention to detail is just immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
So I love Mad Men. I also work part-time in a video store.
Oh, yeah?
So I like Mad Men, Breaking Bad, Sons of Anarchy. There's all kinds of them.
Oh, yeah.
But Mad Men is kind of like, if you think about it, Mad Men's kind of like The Sopranos. It's another forbidden world.
Yeah exactly.
Except...
It is like a guilty pleasure, you know, watching this.
I don't know. I understand how they drank so many martinis over lunch and got business done.
It's ridiculous.
But,
they always hung over and they die young, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Die young and beautiful.
Although it does look kind of fun.
Yes, and you know, I was watching a thing on the news yesterday about women are smoking just as much as men.
Yeah.
Mad Men doesn't help that scenario.
No, exactly.
Much. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, Lily, because I know that you've got the kids there. And thank you so much for...
Oh, my pleasure. Nice talking to you.
...doing this second interview. And I hope to see you sometime soon. Maybe I'll come down to Toronto if I can.
Cool. That'd be great.
If not, maybe down in the village.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even better.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Okay. Take care.
I'm lying awake in my bed and I wish you were here. I'm tired and lonely and horny without you, my dear. I'm writing a manifesto, sending a telegram. I'll be a lady if you be a gentleman. I'm floating away from my pillow and into the woods. I'm finding my way to your heart by the light of the moon. The forest can tell I'm under your spell. You've taken me out of my shell. I'll be the penny if you be the wishing well. I'm floating away from my pillow and into the woods. You said you wouldn't go because you told me so, but I knew that you would. Enchantment, enchantment. Gonna get me high. Side of the world, I'm guided by the stars above that whisper in my ear. I feel the kind of lonely only you can understand. I'll be a lady if you be a gentleman. Diary knows me well. I could write all day and I never would be done. The sun is in my heart and the moon is in the sky. I'll be the riddle if you be a lullaby. There's a cafe at the end of the world. Everybody knows that's where everybody goes. So I knew that you would. Enchantment, enchantment. Gonna get me high.
Okay, that was Lily Frost and Enchantment, and this is kind of a nice segue into the next part of the show. But as I mentioned, Lily Frost is playing tomorrow at the Painted Lady in Toronto, and then she's heading off to Montreal and then New York. So if you want to know more about Lily, go to lilyfrost.com, and she's very, very cool. This is a on her latest CD, she decided to do a Pink Floyd cover, and this is from Metal. So this is a Saint-Tropez on Coral FM.
Oh,
silver spoon. I'm drinking champagne like a big tycoon. Sooner than waiting for the break in the weather, I gather my far-flung thoughts together, speeding away on the wind to a new day. If you're alone, I'll come. Oh, 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 mm, mm, mm. Style and listen to the things they say. Digging for gold in a hole in my hand. Open the book, take a look at the way things are leading me down to a place by the sea. I hear your soft voice calling to me, making a date for later my phone. If you're alone, I'll come back. Oh, oh.
That was Lily Frost and Saint-Tropez. And now for something completely different.